For residents here, talks of peace seem far removed from reality as explosions reverberate across the Kiev skyline. The attack early Thursday forced people underground, seeking shelter in metro stations, with children and pets as air raid sirens wailed. This time, no casualties were reported in the capital, but officials said Russia mostly targeted western regions, where much of the western military aid to Ukraine is believed to be delivered and stored. Authorities say at least one person was killed and more than a dozen were injured in the strikes, which involved over 600 munitions, including drones and missiles. Russia has now fired nearly 1,000 long-range drones and missiles at Ukraine since Monday, when the White House hosted Ukrainian, European and NATO military alliance leaders to discuss ways to end the war. As fighting continued, Moscow has rejected the proposed ceasefire, apparently because a pause could undermine its battlefield gains. Still, the White House said Russian President Vladimir Putin was prepared to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, though the Kremlin stepped on the brakes, stressing that any leader's summit must be prepared with utmost thoroughness. U.S. President Donald J. Trump has already discussed with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán the possibility of Budapest hosting such a meeting. Orbán, who maintains close ties with both Putin and Trump, recently announced Hungary will withdraw from the International Criminal Court, or ICC, as part of efforts to avoid a warrant that could otherwise oblige Hungary to arrest Putin if he entered the country. Other European nations are also offering to host, including Switzerland, which said it could set aside its ICC obligations to play a diplomatic role, with Geneva already serving as a United Nations hub. For at least some people hiding underground, those peace talks on ending the war cannot start soon enough. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.